You are listening to the audio production of Sanctuary, the true story of an Irish village, a man who lost his way, and the rescue donkeys that led him home, by Patrick Barrett and Susie Flory. Published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by Gary Furlong. I dedicate this book to my mother, the strongest, most caring person I know. I love you with all my heart. And to my soulmate, Eileen. You are the brightest light in my life. You embody love. There's never a dull day with you in it. I love you. Foreword by Michael Hingson. You just never know where life will take you. One day I was working as a sales manager for a computer company, and the next my life had forever changed. My office was located on the 78th floor of Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. On September 11th, 2001, I escaped the tower safely along with my brave guide dog, Roselle, and within hours the media learned about my story. 9 years later, I received a phone call from Susie Flory, who was writing a book about dogs and their tales. After hearing what had happened to me, she said we should write a book together, and suddenly, overnight, my life took another turn. We collaborated, and in 2012, Thunderdog was published. I've been around dogs all my life. I've been teaming with guide dogs since 1964. Some of the most remarkable experiences I have ever had have been forming a real team relationship with each of the remarkable guides I've had the honor to meet. Patrick Barrett, whether he realized it at first or not, was also creating similar bonds with rescued donkeys. More than once, those relationships saved his life. In so many ways, this book shows the value of each creature God has created, and why we should never take our animal friends for granted. As Patrick demonstrates, when we help, through love, each creature we meet, we also, sometimes in unexpected ways, help ourselves to be better. Sanctuary is a love story on several levels. It is a memoir of a man who encountered many life challenges and overcame them. Right from the beginning, I was drawn in, and I just knew Patrick would come through and persevere even at his lowest point, all because of his donkey friends. I hope you find a quiet place and let yourself be drawn in by the word pictures Susie and Patrick paint. I believe every book, fiction or non-fiction, teaches us something. Some books' lessons are more powerful than others, and the stories these books have to tell are made all the more poignant when written by great storytellers. Sit back and be prepared to go on a real-life journey with Patrick Barrett. Together, he and Susie Flory tell a great story. Prologue. Raised by Donkeys. Who do you think set the wild donkey free, opened the corral gates and let him go? I gave him the whole wilderness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?